to the weekend.
Here we go, another hour of the Good Day Weekend program on the air. This one is super special because we have super smart supermarket guru Phil Lempert on the air. Super smart. And reading his wife's PR from him.
Exactly.
For him. Yes, Phil is known here, there, and everywhere as the man who's in the know. He has lots of food sense based on decades of experience writing, reporting, appearing on all the major television programs, and in person. He's pretty good one-on-one. Have you ever had a chance to either meet Phil or see him or get the information directly from him? I find he's one of those people, when you look him in the eye, it's like Bill Clinton. You have nothing to worry about. He'll convince you that the world is flat if you listen to him. He has a mesmerizing way about him. And people have said that, Phil, about you, right?
Well, with that, I can't say anything. And I'm oh, you know what we should do one day? We should have a contest.
Yes, the contest.
For listeners,
yeah.
Where we can have a lunch or dinner with them.
Uh-huh.
That would be nice.
That is a good idea. Where would we have lunch or dinner with them? And there we would go to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Easy for them.
Yeah, all right. So let's figure that out. Yeah. All right. Who's in charge of figuring it out, you or me?
Michael.
Michael, you're in charge. Figure out how we can have a contest to we can work it for a month. We'll have different entries for something. Yeah, that actually is a good idea. Yeah. Make a good Christmas present for somebody.
And then what we can do is we can also do it live.
Yeah.
On gooddaycom.
Yep.
You know, through Ustream.
Yeah.
So, you know, where when people log on to the website and they can see you or me or Rich or whoever,
yep.
You know, in that little video box, we can stream our lunch or dinner live.
Yeah. Good idea. You can handle the technology for that. That's beyond my pay grade.
Yeah.
I'm very uncomplicated. We're simply here to help you understand what's going on in the food world. Supermarketnews.com, the supermarket guru, and all the people that we have on the program add to, or the idea is to have them add to the knowledge that you have, the process of buying food, preparing food, what do you need to be knowledgeable about. And so who do we have with us visiting later on today?
Well, today what we're going to do is we're going to talk about slow food versus fast food. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's now from Slow Food USA a new campaign where it's a $5 challenge. So you can have slow food for $5 or you can have fast food for $5. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the differences of the food itself from a nutrition standpoint, from a sustainability standpoint. So it's going to be great. And also what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about technology, because even though, you know, we talked about, you know, streaming on Ustream, the food world is changing so quickly because of technology, because of the iPhone, the Droid, that you can just find anything about any food instantly. We're seeing now people walking up and down the aisles using their iPhone to, whether it's to determine from a nutritional standpoint, doing electronic shopping lists, lots of stuff is changing.
I think I saw, correct me if I'm wrong, the smartphones, you know, you can walk into, or I walked into a restaurant with my daughter and son-in-law-to-be when we were getting ready for her wedding, and we were having a dinner party, and there was a song that was playing, and I said to Matthew, her now husband, well, I don't know what that song is, but I know I remember from somewhere. So he took out his iPad, his iPhone, and he held it up to the speaker for 10 seconds.
Yep.
Within 10 seconds on the screen was the identity of the song. So I have heard that people take the smartphones and they take a picture of the barcode. Tell me if this is right or not. Take a picture of the barcode in the supermarket, and it tells you what basically you just explained. Everything there is to know, where you can get that product cheaper, all that stuff. Is that true?
Yes.
My God.
There's a whole bunch of apps that do that. And, you know, there's a couple. One, for example, Fugicate, where you snap the barcode, and it'll bring up the nutritional information on it, as well as a rating based on the NuVal system, and then also will tell you what other people have said about this product. And one of my favorite apps is called Into Now. And it's similar to what you just described. But instead of for music, you point it to your television, no matter what you're watching on TV. And it will identify what that program is. And then it goes online with other people who are watching that same program. So let's say you're watching American Idol, and, you know, it identifies that, and then you're on a chat, if you would, with, you know, another 1,000 people who are watching American Idol. So not only are you watching the show, but you're talking about the show with your other friends and people. And then what's happening, in the case of American Idol, you know, Coca-Cola, who's the major sponsor there, gives you a paperless coupon for that, for watching that show, that you then bring your smartphone into the supermarket, and then you take your phone, you go to the cash register with it, they scan the barcode there, and you get a coupon.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? My God. What? It's absolutely amazing. Where else would you find that information other than from the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who's brought to you by Bumblebee Tuna. Eat healthier, Bumblebee Tuna. Get more fish in your diet with Bumblebee Tuna. For great-tasting recipes that make your lunch or your dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, visit bumblebee.com. I always wondered about tuna fish for breakfast. Talk about
it. Sure, why not?
Yeah, why wouldn't you have tuna fish for breakfast? I could imagine you cook up a couple of eggs.
Salmon.
Huh? Yeah, right.
For breakfast, why not
right.
Tuna?
Couple of things. All right, so what do you have from Bumblebee? The way you translate the information about food always makes people hungry. So it's time for them to become hungry for Bumblebee Tuna.
Well, fish is one of the healthiest, most inexpensive, and easiest to prepare foods that we can find in the supermarket. In fact, groups including the USDA My Plate program and the World Health Organization not only recommend eating fish for a variety of health benefits, including fighting heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and depression in adults, and promoting brain development in babies, but also emphasize the risks of not eating enough fish as well. Now, a lot of us are confused about how to incorporate more fish into our diets. Like, Doug wants to figure out how to have tuna for breakfast.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just put it in an omelet, don't they? Take a can of tuna like Bumblebee Sensations Tuna Medley Sun-Dried Tomato and Basil. Just peel off the foil lid and scoop it on a bowl of cooked pasta. Then add your favorite vegetables and voila, a nutritious dinner is served the quick and easy way. Tuna is high in omega-3s that are good for your heart, high in protein, and low in fat. And it only takes minutes to prepare and is more affordable than takeout. Bumblebee Sensation Seasoned Tuna Medleys are available in 3 delicious varieties and an easy way to get more fish into your diet affordably without the preparation or the hassle. For other convenient products like the Bumblebee Premium Albacore Pouch or more great-tasting recipes that make your lunch or dinner simple, affordable, and nutritious, all you've got to do is visit bumblebee.com.
On to round 3. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Amy McCready, founder and editor of PositiveParentingSolutions.com and author of If I Have to Tell You One More Time, offers advice on how to stay connected with kids, all while trying to keep up with busy schedules.
As a busy mom, I've found the Droid 3 by Motorola has everything I need to stay connected and on top of everyone's schedules, whether I'm at home, at work, or shuttling kids from one activity to the next.
Amy says that having a face-to-face conversation with your kids goes a long way in effective communications, but know that, unfortunately, it's not always possible while traveling for work.
One of the great things about the Droid 3 by Motorola is that after a busy day of conference calls and meetings, I can use my Droid 3 to video chat with my kids.
Droid 3 by Motorola delivers what you need to get through your busy schedules, no matter where your day takes you. Work, home, or somewhere in between, the Droid 3 by Motorola gives you what you need to be productive and stay in touch. Visit Motorola.com for more information.
The supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, is here. The Good Day Weekend program focusing on your health and well-being. What better way to keep yourself healthy than to eat the right foods, know about foods, what's available. You take the information, do with it what you will. A lot of people say that they are helped immensely by Phil, whether his presence being here on this radio program, his television appearances, what he writes in the blogs, all the various and sundry web sites that he's connected to. It's all about information, and as you know, information is the power. So if you'd like to know what new products are out there, Phil has hits and misses at supermarketguru.com every day. You might want to check those out. Certainly,
I was going to say, and I just tasted, it's not published yet, tasted a product you are going to love.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, you know, with all the products, with all the new innovations that we keep on seeing, this is one where I'm shocked it took so long. You know, frozen yogurt in the supermarket has really not done very well for many years.
No.
When it first came out, you know, people gravitated towards it and that was it.
Tastes horrible.
Yeah. Stonyfield Farms now has a new Greek frozen yogurt.
Really?
That is coming out. I just tasted it, blueberry, yesterday or the day before. Fabulous product. Oh, my God.
Really?
This is going to change frozen yogurt in the grocery store and I think in the frozen yogurt stores because Greek yogurt is so hot. It's really...
Why? I don't understand. I don't get it. Why is Greek yogurt so hot?
People love it.
Why do they love it? What is there about Greek yogurt? I've tasted it. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no. I do. Well, first of all, it tastes like yogurt instead of like sugar.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I like the taste of sugar.
Oh, and it doesn't taste pink.
Fruit on the bottom.
Doesn't taste pink.
Yeah, okay.
With all the artificial colors and stuff like that. So it's a better flavor.
Yeah.
There's more live bacteria in it, so from a health standpoint.
Good for you, yeah.
And this frozen yogurt is exceptional.
Is it?
I will get you some.
All right.
And you will taste it.
We'll have some on our next date. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. September 11th, 2011, this weekend, people talking a lot about that. And how does it play in the food arena? Because it plays in every arena of our lives. So how is it playing in the food arena, food sense arena?
Well, you know, the interesting thing about life, I guess, in general, you know, as you go through life, what happens is you have certain earmarked points in time that you remember forever.
Yep.
I remember when I was in grammar school and John Kennedy was killed. I remember that moment. I remember exactly where I was. Same thing on 9/11. Of course, I was in an airport about getting on a plane. So, you know, to be dramatic. And then I heard a couple pilots, you know, talking.
Yeah.
It's before, you know, it was public, and they were talking about this, and I just turned around, and I walked out of the terminal. And fortunately, because, like, I don't know, a half hour later, LAX was shut down, and wherever you were in the country, probably in the world, you know, the plane landed, and you were stuck there for a week.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We're talking about September 11th and its connection to food. Phil has good stories. We also are going to meet Josh Vertel from Slow Food USA in a few moments here on Good Day Weekend.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Let's enjoy the fruits of Phil's labor. His knowledge about food will take us through the hour. We're talking with Phil Limpert. Phil is the co-host of this program as a man of knowledge and stature. I'm just here occupying time and space. He has the knowledge and the stature. Check out supermarketguru.com. All right, so before we meet Mr. Veritel, how about we go back to the influence of September 11th in the food world. It's influenced everything. So this week especially, this particular event has been significant, Phil.
It has. Because of those memories that were ingrained in us, what we started to see come Tuesday when the reports started coming out of maybe there's going to be another terrorist attack.
Right,
and so
the media is all over the scare. Everybody.
People going to the supermarket, stocking up on bottled water, stocking up on bumblebee canned tuna, you know, all those staples that in case of an emergency, you're going to need. It's, you know, we had Hurricane Irene a couple weeks ago that cleaned out the shelves of supermarkets on the East Coast. And now, throughout the country, the past few days, supermarket retailers have been struggling to keep products on the shelf.
So this is a good time, if we were just looking at the supermarket business, this is good business time for these supermarket chains.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that. The problem is that when you have these events, it really breaks up the cycle. Mm-hmm. So you have a whole bunch of people coming in, clearing out the shelves, and then they don't shop again for another 2 or 3 weeks. So, you know, to be honest with you, I would say that if you want to stock up on food, you're going to see more food on sale next week because the traffic is going to be down, and you're going to see these supermarket retailers saying, oh, my God, you know, where are all the people?
All right, so is it true that supermarkets increase the price before an impending disaster? That's always been the thing. Oh, before the hurricane, Home Depot raises the prices, and the supermarkets all raise their prices. They're going to get you.
No.
They don't do that.
No.
Okay.
They don't do that.
You can understand how people might think that, though.
Yeah, but
there are some people who would take advantage of circumstances as we've described.
I think what you see is you see the smaller stores like the bodegas in New York City and places like that, they do that.
Yeah.
No question. I mean, you know, if you look at the hurricane, and I was in New York that Saturday morning.
You got out of town, though.
I got out at 7 a.m. They closed the airport at noon. But Friday night, you know, on Broadway Fairway, had a line outside. They had the guards, you know, rent-a-cops outside.
Right.
They would only allow a certain amount of people in at a time. You saw these people walking out with these cases of water on their shoulders and stuff like that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yes.
All right, well, we are, in some ways, we are a very crazy bunch, but we're also an interesting bunch. That's what makes all this stuff so interesting to talk about. Phil Lampert, the supermarket guru, Doug Steffen with Josh. Is it Vertil? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Vertil, but I'll answer to anything.
All right. So you, as president of Slow Food USA, have some splaining to do.
well, first, let's define what slow food means, and then let's talk about this terrific $5 challenge.
Great. So slow food, really simply put, is just the opposite of fast food. It's food that's good for the people who eat it, it tastes good, it's good for the people who grow and pick it, and it's good for the environment. We just say it's good, clean, fair food. And I think everyone should be able to eat slow food every day.
Wait a minute. I don't have time. I'm in a hurry. I got to catch the bus. I got to catch the train. I got to get... Well, so I don't have time. That's what you're going to... People say, I don't have time for slow food. What's the... I can't do slow food.
Well, one, you know, how's that working out for you?
I'm indigestion, I'm constipation, I'm heartburn, acid indigestion, but I'm in a hurry.
Doug eats healthy. Doug is the epitome of slow food.
So, and part of it is not actually going slow in terms of time. It's about the values behind fast food and saying, hey, we don't need those values. You know, slow food can come out of a food truck. Or slow food can be something you reheat.
Yeah, we need to define. We need to better define slow food because, Phil, I'm being facetious, obviously. This is... you know, we have the value meal at the hot spot. Isn't that what they call it, the value meal?
Mm-hmm.
What's valuable about it? There's nothing value. There's no value to it whatsoever. It's garbage. But yet they'll tell you because they can use good, fast, you know, thinking and words and all that stuff. But what's the slowfoodusa.org is your website, and the organization Slow Food. What is, let's get to the nitty-gritty. You're talking about in comparing slow food to fast food. So we think of hamburgers and french fries and that sort of stuff at the fast food place, and it's fast. So what is slow food?
Well, you know, I love hamburgers and french fries as much as the next guy, and I make them pretty often, or even we'll eat at a restaurant where they have them. But I want the meat to be meat that I could be really proud of if I know the story behind it. It's one that I could really believe in and feel okay about. The same thing with the fries. And also, it's a kind of indulgence. I wouldn't have it every day for lunch. The idea behind slow food is just, hey, there's a story behind your food. And if you go to a fast food joint, and if you eat a lot of the food we serve, for instance, to our kids in our public schools, and you learn the story behind that food, it's actually a story that would make you lose your appetite. And we think that the story behind your food should make you feel really good about the food and really good about yourself. And so we're basically launching this campaign. You were talking about the value meal. Our idea is we want to take back the value meal. The value meal, as it's been described, is not really a value.
Okay. So not to control the conversation, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been to slaughterhouses. I know what it isn't beef. They're cows that the buyers for McDonald's. I know where that stuff comes from. And that's what you're talking about, the story behind the food. What is in that hamburger that you're eating? That's what you probably don't want to know, but you ought to know. I think that's part of what we're talking about here, Phil. Half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. Protogrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the Protogrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Dr. Phil is here. Not the that Dr. Phil. This is a different Dr. Phil. I like to call him Dr. Phil because I think he's as knowledgeable in his field as anybody could be. He ought to have, if he has been given, you should be invited to, maybe I can arrange this, be the featured speaker at some commencement where you get an honorary doctorate. You've never had that experience?
No. I am actually from Kentucky. I am an honorary two things. One is I'm a Kentucky colonel.
Are you?
And which gives you no rights, but I have this fabulous framed, beautiful certificate signed by the governor, and I am the honorary secretary of agriculture of Kentucky.
Are you?
Yeah.
Huh. Yep. I did not know that you were from Kentucky. You never told me that. That's
I'm not.
Oh.
I was there.
I thought you were a New Yorker, and that was it.
Yeah, I was there speaking at an industry event, and then at the end, they walk up, they give me this. I was speechless, which I am never.
No. Well, here's what we need to do. We need to get you a deal, a gig where you do a commencement speech, because they always give an honorary doctorate to the commencement speaker, some college, someplace. So then you really will be Dr. Phil. He does have the knowledge, though, when it comes to food. He's the man. That's why he's here on the Good Day Weekend program with me. We have Josh Viertel with us, who is from Slow Food. Phil and I both have agreed, it's probably too late, Josh, and you don't want to hear this. We think you have the wrong name.
not you personally.
No. We think Josh Viertel is a neat name, but we think Slow Food, as it applies here, and because when somebody sees it, they do what I did when we introduced you. I don't have time. But that's not the essence of what you're selling. You're selling magic, actually. You're selling the right message. That's
selling
why
life.
We love this. Yeah.
Selling life.
Well, you know, the great thing about the name Slow Food is once people get it, it sticks. And the way it was born was actually a protest of a McDonald's opening in Rome on the Spanish steps.
Really?
And Italian citizens didn't want to see this place that was such a part of their culture taken over by a homogenous fast food industry. So they gathered for a protest. But instead of just waving placards or throwing rocks, they got a big bowl of pasta and started handing it out to people on the street. And people gathered around and started eating pasta together and had this great meal on the street. And they started chanting, "We don't want fast food, we want slow food."
Mm-hmm.
And that was the birth of the name. So now people at first, they think it might be about crock pots or chewing thoroughly or something.
Yeah.
But once they get
waiting
it, they
for a long time to get, it'd be like going to, what's that place, not the place that you and I like to eat in Los Angeles. There was some place, I didn't go with you, there's some place in New York. And they charge you gads of money, and you wait forever. And that's the ambiance. It may be a Bobby Flay restaurant, for all I know. It was annoying, because even if you're going to go to a good place, I'm not one who wants to fiddle and faddle. I want a good meal, and there are some places you can go to get exquisite food that you don't have to sit around for an hour waiting for.
Well, next time you come to New York, give me a call, and I will either cook you dinner or take you out to one of these places.
All right, you're on. Phil and I have to be there together. We'll all go together.
So, yeah, slow food is just the idea that everyone should be able to eat food that's good for them, good for the environment, good for farmers, good for the people who pick their food, and that tastes good, too.
Yeah.
Really, let's talk about the $5 challenge. What people can actually do to be part of this and change their lives, because you know what, we're joking around, but seriously, what you're doing is, if people embrace the slow food concept, they change their lives. You know, yes, you change the environment, you help farmers, stuff like that, but you change your own life, and you feel better, and you eat healthier, and everything. So how do we get more people involved?
Well, I think the first thing is we've got to cook together, and that's what the $5 challenge is actually about. You know, the First Ladies challenged us to end child obesity in a generation, and they're working with big corporations to do it, and they're working with big government regulations, and both of those are important pieces of it. But, man, I got a chance to ask the president what he was going to do to stop the fact that it's easier to feed our kids Fruit Loops than it is to feed them fruit.
Yeah.
And he only talked about corporations. I think it's going to take each of us rolling up our sleeves and cooking with our kids. It's also going to take us rolling up our sleeves and pushing for really important changes to some of the policies and structures that shape the way food works in our lives right now.
You know, you just said something. This is not a political statement, but boy, isn't that a statement. That when the president, when you asked him what he could do or what the country can do, he goes right away to big corporations, because he is such the big government guy, and big government only thinks about big corporations, give no thought to, as a family farmer, this administration and the one before it has been our enemy, because government has grown so big and out of control, and people don't understand how this affects their daily lives. The food chain as we know it, if we don't get in the way of what the government wants us to do, there'll be no more local food, there'll be no small family farms, and that will be very destructive in terms of what your message is, what our message is, and what most people want. The revolution, if there's going to be a revolution in this country, like we've seen elsewhere, it'll be because somebody tells you you can't choose the kind of food you want anymore. That's one of the, that's the third rail of life. You don't tell people they can't have, whether it's you want to make a choice to eat fast food and garbage, that's your choice. You make it. That's part of being, and maybe one of the most significant things about being in a free society versus the locavore movement, which you are embracing, Josh. Go find where the food is being grown. Go watch the cows. Go pick the raspberries, whatever it is, and more by millions every year, looking for the farmers' markets and stuff. There's a revolution in food, and if these boobs in Washington put a stop to it, they will find out what the American public really thinks. That's my prediction, anyway. I don't know whether you agree with that or not, Phil or Josh.
No, I do. But also, I think that, to be fair, the way the government is looking or the president is looking is, if I talk to 10 CEOs of major food companies, that can affect change. Versus, and you know, I have a couple of conversations.
They don't contribute $1 million to your campaign.
Certain things, they change.
Yeah.
It's much harder to do what Josh is doing, to try to empower individuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's 300 million people here that we're trying to talk to.
Yep.
So, you know, not an excuse, and I agree totally with everything that you just said, Doug, but that's why I think that answer comes out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he doesn't have time.
Well, but that's his world, too. I mean, he doesn't know. He grew up in Chicago. He doesn't know from small farmers, even though he's from a farm state. And maybe that's, you know, it's not. That's not a criticism. It's a reality.
Yeah, you know, I think this administration has done some really important things, but they're caught up. And, you know, I think we have an idea about leadership in this country.
There have been individuals in the administration who have done good things. Mrs. Obama has the right spirit. She has the right idea and gets press, obviously, because of who she is. And there are other individuals. But if you look at the mechanism of government, Josh, and what the machinery there does in terms of the food supply and what's being supported, you will see overwhelmingly the big corporate interests are the ones, because of the way people contribute to the campaigns, they're the ones that have the influence.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think that's why it comes back to us as citizens and as individuals.
You know,
leadership, when the president came in, people were talking about these issues. He said, I agree with you entirely, but you have to get out there and make me do it.
Yeah.
And the people who have been successful at doing that have actually not been people. They've been corporations.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to roll up our sleeves and both start cooking with our families, cooking food we can be proud of, but also saying, hey, we're going to push for federal policy that reflects our values. You know, right now we spend about $22 billion a year subsidizing corn and soybeans, which are the foods that underlie the worst things that are making us sick.
And the new farm bill, by the way, which is actually getting traction for the first time, the new farm bill deals with that. I was just reading something. I belong to the National Farmers Union, and I just read yesterday how the new bill that has been crafted by some of these farm state guys who realize now, because the local boer movement, the local farm movement, has taken on such immense, enormous interest, they realize they can't get away anymore by passing off the earmarks to these big corporations. The earmark era, I was talking to a lobbyist yesterday, in fact, we think that Congress isn't getting it. He told me, this is a lobbyist, he says the earmark era is over. You can't slip $12 million in here, $24 million there, take care of your pals, you can't do it anymore, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I think it is. And it's a shift towards local, and that needs to happen in politics and in food. And we need to start organizing in our communities to fix some of these problems, roll up our sleeves, in a certain way, do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think people are ready to do that. That's why the $5 challenge for me matters so much.
Well,
it's
so
a
how
way
do,
for people to start doing it.
Well, so what do they have to go to a website? What do they do?
Yeah, if they go to slowfoodusa.org/5challenge, you can hop on there. You can pledge to take the challenge. Next Saturday, we're having a day of action where people are doing it all over the country. We were hoping to have 500 meals happening. There are over 4,300 folks who've already registered to do meals. There's 200 of them are big public events, so you can even find an event near you. And if you don't find one near you, you can register your own event and invite people over to
have
a potluck.
What's the essence? Phil was asking what the essence is of the five. What's the significance of the $5 challenge?
We went to fast food joints and we looked at what people were calling a value meal, and it looked like it cost $5-6 on average. Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, slow food and the food movement gets a lot of flack for being expensive and elitist. But I know from my own experience, I can go to the farmer's market and buy with, say, you're buying food for a family of four and you get them all value meals, that's, what, $24?
Mm-hmm.
With $20, I can buy ingredients to cook a gorgeous meal for my friends. And the idea that that's a value meal and what we're doing is fancy and out of reach, it seems crazy to me. So our idea is we've got to take back the value meal.
So what Phil just said a minute ago, and I'm trying not to be the dominant voice here, but I'm sort of turned on by this conversation. If you got a bowl of really good pasta and put some bumblebee tuna on top of it, you're spending a heck of a lot less than $5 and you got a really good meal.
You can do it for a lot less than $5.
Yeah.
And for me, $5 is actually expensive. I mean, most Americans can't in a family of four spend $5 per person per meal.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do it for less. And that's the idea. It's $5 or less. And so a lot of people will be doing these meals for $1, $2.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we're coming to your house for dinner next week.
You are absolutely invited, and everyone who's listening is invited. It isn't hard if you're eating dinner on September 17th, just hop online and tell us what you're cooking. There's a whole site devoted to tips and tricks and recipes, the challenges you encounter. Get on there and tell us how you do it. Find tips from other people and join in.
Yeah, good man. Thank you for being here. Again, it's slowfoodusa.org/5challenge. You can twitter.com/slowfoodusa. There must be a comparable facebook.com/slowfoodusa, I'm guessing, as well, right?
Yes. That's the one. And, you know, we actually beat McDonald's to 100,000 Twitter followers. That was a
perfect
point of pride for us.
Right. The people that eat at McDonald's don't know how to Twitter. All right, take good care, Josh. Did you hear my aside comment there?
No.
Yeah. I said people that go to McDonald's don't know how to Twitter. That was a little...
Exactly. You know, it's like people are always complaining that McDonald's doesn't have healthier foods and so on. The people that go to McDonald's don't want healthy foods.
Right. They made a choice.
Exactly.
They're making a choice.
McDonald's has for years tried to sell with it.
And they can't. Lettuce and...
Nobody wants it.
Yeah.
So
you go there for that.
So you're right.
What does that tell you about the management, though? That's a fascinating question, Phil, and you'd be the right guy to answer it. Why is it with a big corporation like that, that they are foolish enough, somebody is dumb enough there to think they can sell good food at McDonald's?
Well, I think in their heart they know that they can't.
No.
Because of all the pressure
that
is constantly put on them, because they have so many restaurants, and if in fact they could get the people who go there to actually eat, you know, healthier food, it would affect change.
Yeah.
But they're not going to. Uh-huh. People are just not going to. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And we're fooling ourselves if we think that the answer is McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
It's not. It's not.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
Or going to a deli. And I want to talk about delis.
Delis up for a very interesting overview of delis in our country and the deli movement, if you will. Deli foods.
Deli movement?
I think there's a deli movement. I think there is. I think there are new delis. Yeah, growing up here. I told you about the one that I ate at the other day. There's
not a movement.
Framingham has five villages. Okay. And there was a deli in Framingham Center, and another deli at Framingham Junction, and now there is one in Knobscot, and there's one in Saxonville. Four of the five villages in Framingham have delis. When I was a kid, there wasn't a deli to be found in this town. So that's a movement.
That's a movement. You're right.
That's a movement, as far as I'm concerned. So we focus on delis in a moment here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert is the star.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
September was just named National Spinal Cord Injury Awareness Month. Will you stand up for those who can't? Every 48 minutes, another American will become spinal cord injured, like Mark Bonaconte, son of NFL Hall of Famer Nick Bonaconte, who was paralyzed when playing college football. His father promised to work to find a cure, and 26 years later, the Bonaconte Fund to Cure Paralysis raises money each year to do just that.
My dad's bedside promise to me to do whatever it took to make sure I would walk again has inspired so many athletes and private citizens to help the Bonaconte Fund and transform the Miami Project to Cure Paralysis into the world's most comprehensive spinal cord injury research center. Please visit thebonacontefund.com to contribute online or attend the September 26th Porch Legends Dinner in New York City, honoring heroes like Don Shula, Jerry Rice, and many others to help raise money for a cure for paralysis.
For more information, visit www.thebonacontefund.com. Or call 1-866-STAND-UP.
All right. So delis in the focus coming up here in a matter of moments. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. You actually had five things on your blog that we carry to DougStefan.com about deli meats. Do we start there? What do we need to know about the meats in the deli? Where does that stuff all come from?
Well, it comes from various and sundry animals, plants, and fiber.
Really?
That's
very dramatic.
I guess my caution for anybody who's eating deli meats is always read the ingredients, always read the labels.
Right.
I happen to love hot dogs.
All right, hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hot dogs, we'll start with that in a moment here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
A little pizzazz. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. Check out his website and his news at supermarketguru.com and his tests, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we're going to spend the rest of the hour talking about deli food, deli atmosphere, the good delis, where they are. Anybody want to, if you have a favorite deli, if you'd like to nominate it for the best deli, 800-510-8255. We were talking about deli meats and got to the nitty-gritty of hot dogs. I'm not telling you the conversation that Phil and I just had over the last couple of minutes about what I like, because I don't want to spoil my pristine image.
But what you want to do is you want to always read the ingredients, back to that point. So I love hot dogs, but to be honest with you, the only hot dog that I'll eat is really like Hebrew National hot dogs, because there's nothing in them. It's
kosher.
You know,
it's inspected. It's clean.
Exactly. It's the best quality.
Right.
It's kosher, stuff like that. But, you know, I think what's so interesting about delis is the social aspect of delis.
Yeah.
You walk into a deli, everybody's talking, everybody's smiling. You know, it's
a fun place.
Yeah, it's a fun place. Versus if you go into a McDonald's or any other restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, people are unto themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago on the Today Show, we had a contest, the best sandwich in America. So we had everybody nominating the best sandwich. We picked the five winners, and then went there and then had a national judging, and we brought them up on the show and so on.
Yeah.
So the pastrami sandwich at Katz's Deli in New York.
Ooh, yum.
Was one that was nominated. So we went down there with a camera and stuff like that. And I'll make this quick. But So we're there, we're shooting. And again, if you haven't been to Katz's Deli, for all the people who are listening to us throughout the country, you've got to go there. It is the original, some of the original people are still there.
Really?
You know, they're 100 years old.
Yeah.
But they're great. So we're shooting and so on. So all of a sudden, this woman comes up to me, her probably mid to late 80s, and starts talking, saying, "What are you doing?" and so on. And the voice sounded very familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
And says, "Oh, well, you know, I used to be an actress and stuff like that," and so on. And then goes into one of the dirtiest jokes that I've ever heard in my life. And, you know, we're just looking at this 85-year-old woman, you know, telling me and our crew dirty jokes. And we then discover she's Buddy Hackett's sister. And then you look at her and she looks like Buddy Hackett.
Yep.
And, you know, those are the kinds of experiences that don't happen in McDonald's.
No.
You know, they happen in delis and people are smiling and happy.
Yeah, that's so astute of you. I was thinking about Lenny's. I was talking earlier about Lenny. Lenny Rosenberg has Lenny's Deli in Pacific Palisades. And where I live in Santa Monica is just up the hill. So it's not like a far stretch to ride up there. And but there are, we were just talking about another place that Phil and I frequent. We can't remember the name of it. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica. And there, I mean, in Santa Monica, you can find almost on every corner, certainly a major, like Santa Monica Boulevard, Wilshire Boulevard, any of the main thoroughfares that go from the ocean into downtown L.A., you can find tons of these delis.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are standalone. Some of them are part of the chains.
And they all have their own personality.
Yes,
which is nice, again, to have any kind of restaurant like that versus a very homogenous-looking red plastic seat kind of place.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's what, you know, and by the way, one of them, one of the ones that I like in Santa Monica is across from a Denny's.
And who does better?
The traffic, the park. Here's how you tell. Here's how you tell. How big is the parking lot?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Have you ever seen a deli with a small parking lot?
No. Well, actually, the one we're talking about on Santa Monica, hard to find a parking space there. But it's hard to find a parking space any place in Santa Monica for anything worthwhile. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, look at the size of the parking lots. Although the parking lots, one of the things that people don't realize about fast food joints, the corporations that own them are real estate holding companies for the most part, because that's what the most value is.
That's where they make the money.
That's where the money is the real estate that though, and they try to own as much of the real estate as they can rather than leasing it. That's another one of those deep, dark secrets, right? Have you ever reported on that? The real estate where the supermarkets are. In those malls, my God, you realize how valuable that stuff is? Woo.
That's
check
really
out.
Making them money.
Yep. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Again, sign up for his hits and misses at supermarketguru.com. 59 past the hour and good day weekend.